Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Daniel, and with me today is Emma. Today we have an exciting announcement from Airframe Designs, who have added 4 new senior specialists to their team to drive their growth strategy.
That is so cool, Daniel. I was just reading about it, and it's impressive that they're recruiting such experienced professionals. Philip Lamotti, right? He comes from Marshall Aerospace and Defense Group as the head of structures.
Right, and he has over 40 years of stressing experience from working with Bay Systems and Marshalls. That's a big addition to their team.
Absolutely, and Tom Baines and Martin Stones are also coming from Preston-based Submarine Manufacturing and Products. Tom was the head of production engineering there, and Martin was a senior design engineer.
And Paul Burrow is joining as a senior designer and checker, having recently worked on the Tempest program for Bay Systems. He's approved by both Airbus and Bay Systems for design checking.
Wow, that's quite a mix of expertise. Gerard Hartley, the CEO, mentioned they're creating an effective mix of experienced specialists and their younger apprentices and graduates. That makes sense for long-term growth.
Exactly, they're not just hiring for now, they're investing in future talent. It's interesting to see how these senior engineers will mentor the younger team.
I wonder what kind of projects these new hires will be working on. The article mentions integration of new systems into heavy lift drone platforms and developing SATCOM antenna solutions for business jets.
Right, they're doing some really cutting-edge work, and they're expanding their specialisms, including additive manufacturing, to produce complex components for major aviation and defense companies.
That's impressive. It's great to see a company like Airframe Designs growing and contributing to the Northwest Aerospace Cluster.
Agreed, we'll be keeping an eye on their developments. That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe for more updates on our thriving aerospace industry.